What's up, everybody? This is Nate Bargatze. Welcome to the Nate Land podcast. I'm sitting here with Aaron Weber. Brian Bates, as usual, still trying to get rid of him. And I would like to, if it's every week, if I was trying to get, I've been doing auditions of other.
And we just can't take a hint, the two of us.
No. If y'all just saw two other guys that look like y'all walk out right before you got here, you're like, what are y'all doing? You're like, nothing. We were working on something. And it's just constantly trying to audition other people that are just.
It's just Luke Combs and.
Yeah.
Luke Combs and Mike and White.
What if they both came? Yeah.
Stuart from the Big Bang.
But y'all still have it. Y'all still have the part. Y'all did better than them. All right. I mean, speaking of sports, we had big Titans played last night. Crazy game.
Yep.
I feel like we should have won more. I'm really excited about the Titans team. If I know people, some people listen to this don't care about sports, but it is very, Titans are, man, we got a team. We got a fun team. Just a lot of receivers, running back. I mean, everything's pretty fun. Big names. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. I also did Jason Day, a golfer. They do the Brighter Day Foundation, and he does this like celebrity golf tournament. And I went and did that this weekend, which was a lot of fun. I've done it the year before. I'll probably continue to do it. It's played an amazing course, and we got to hang with his family. People listen to the podcast on there. Rika, his buddy Rika and his wife, were big fans of the podcast. Listen to it.
Oh, wow.
All the time. Listen to every episode. Yeah, very nice. So it was, they said, I was mean to you. That's what she goes, you feel like you're mean to you. And as usual, my comeback to that is they say I can't read. So I don't feel bad.
Yeah, but that's different.
How's that? What would be worse? Me being a little mean to you or other human beings think
they're
a
41-year-old. They're pointing out facts, and you're just choosing to be mean to me.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That is different. That is. They're telling the truth. They're speaking the truth. So, yeah, we did that. Met Bubba Watson, another golfer.
Oh, nice.
Was super cool. He was I got to talk to him. I was very excited to meet him. I've yet to meet him, and I thought he was very nice. And
these guys all played?
Yeah, Bubba and Jason do. I mean, it's Jason Day's event. He always brings one PGA guy that plays. I mean, it's a I get paired up. I had a group of guys from Texas that were very nice. I've always been very lucky that when you do these celebrity golf tournaments, because you get just paired with a group. A lot of times they won't know me. And so I think you get, it's a little bit better now, but it was definitely, I mean, I've done it where you feel like this group is like, who do we like? It's the lowest so payment they did. Yeah, just like who you did one, right? Oh, yeah. I think the guy you golfed with was more known than you were.
He was.
You
know?
Well, you were the celebrity. <You're> the celebrity.
I mean, how great would that be, Bates? I mean, and then you see you hit.
I know. If you're not going to be a celebrity, you got to at least bring something to it. And I was the worst golfer and lesser known than two of the five guys that in our group.
Where was that at?
In Murfreesboro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's great. We got Brian Bates. Who's your celebrity? Brian Bates. You might have seen him on YouTube and stuff like that. He used to work at Channel 5. They just use your regular job as the credit. He used to work at Channel 5. Oh, he did? Yeah, he was a producer at Channel 5. Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, that would be very funny to use. They use your regular job. Day job as your credit.
Yeah.
We have credits now. Nate Land Podcast. No one knows your name, but... It's, you know,
I met some listeners in Birmingham this past weekend. They said they love the podcast and they said, say hi to Brisket.
I mean, that's, you know, you're going to be the most famous one on this podcast. Hmm. You're not going to be, guy can't go to the bathroom in South America. What does he say in South America? Ricky Seinfeld reference. I forget somebody because I can't even go to the bathroom. it was a fun weekend. I drove up from Nashville to Columbus, Ohio, 6 hours. It was a nice drive. I think I needed a good drive is not bad. I needed a loan.
Yeah.
I mean, just There's music on the way, podcasts on the way back, and just, I mean, that took a long time.
Did you buy a new album to listen to in the car?
I bought a new album. I did. I listened to the same songs that I'm not an adventurer. I try to listen. I listened to Taylor Swift has a new album. I listened to hers.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. She's obviously very good.
You and his 28-year-old fiance have the same taste in music.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that album too.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah. I think it's, she's doing well.
She's doing well.
Yeah.
You're so nice.
I like it. I don't always move on with music. Like I'm not searching. I listen to what I listen to. And when I'm in the mood to listen to it, I want to listen to these songs.
Yeah.
And then I don't.
So if you find something new, you find it. You're not looking for it.
I'm never looking for it.
Yeah.
Never. Never going, I got to catch it. And then I can tell pretty quickly if I'm going to like it or not.
Yeah, this guy's good. We did a show a few weeks ago in Huntsville, and he turned me on to some new music.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
We listened to some sad songs together on the way back.
Yeah, we said, let's pick out our saddest songs to listen to.
And with the words or...
Oh, yeah. It's like a sad story.
Yeah.
I'm into that sometimes. Sometimes you want to just hear a sad story.
Yeah. You just like it.
Yeah.
To cry. That's what people say about this podcast.
Yeah.
They listen to sad.
That's what... Yeah.
Also, want to let everybody know that you guys are doing shows. I have a drive-in tour that's going to be all over. We're going to Scranton, starting in Scranton, PA, to Houston, doing 20 cities. So come out to those drive-in shows. Some of these places I've been to, I think you got to look at these as I'm going to put on the best show I can put on for you. And you got to look at it as it's bring people out, sit in your car, watch outside the drive-in. It's a pretty unique time. And I think that's how, these are going to be done. I think they're going to be fun. And, we recorded a little something to air on the drive-in shows, so it should be fun. So I'll be doing that. Aaron will be at Zany's in Nashville September, what'd you say, 30th?
September 30th, yeah, recording my first album.
All right. Oh, wow.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Your first album is, I was told when I recorded my first album, it's a check mark into where you were in your career. Because at first I didn't want to, and then they were, and it was the best thing I ever did. Was record that album. That album helped me, and yours will help you. And it's a good thing that you're doing it. Because sometimes you tend to think, I don't know if I want to do it. But
that's how I felt,
for
a long time, and it kept getting pushed back because of COVID. And now I'm like, oh, it's here, it's around the corner. So
September 30th, it's coming up very soon.
Yeah, man.
Go get taste that. And Bates, you will be in Lebanon.
At the Capitol Theater in Lebanon, Tennessee. Gig.
Getting too big.
Yeah.
He's doing theaters. You're there with?
Me and a couple of comedian friends, Johnny W. and Ed Wiley, two very funny guys. And this will be my return to Lebanon since the Wilson County Livestock.
This is the big one.
This is the big one. Chance to redeem myself in front of my mom and friends.
Did you offer tickets to the guy that bought the CD? Just free tickets.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
For helping
should
me
reach out to be like he threw you a bone about getting that CD
that auctioneer and
get him maybe gonna invite that heifer you should bring the heifer out cow the that'd be fun. Well, that's good. So what is it, October 3rd, September 30th? Aaron is there. October 3rd is Brian Bates, Lebanon. So if you're here in Nashville, go check all that stuff out. All right, as usual, we're gonna start with some comments. People have been asking where are we getting these comments from? We make them up. The comments come from YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Podcast Reviews is where Brian has grabbed all the comments from. Also, we did set up an email, and we believe this is the email that works nateland@natebargatze.com. So if you want to send any comments through email, you can go to nateland@natebargatze.com or go to YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Podcast Reviews, and we're going to try to find it and put it out there. All right, let's get the first one. Katie Visaggio, V-I-S-A-G-G-I-O. Nate, Brian, and Aaron, y'all are a breath of fresh air as a mom of two kiddos who just went back to school. Some levity and break time is a must, and listening to you guys is a great way to relax. There's definitely comedy, but also some nuggets of genuine life advice. Love it. Thanks for showing up every week. That's very nice, Katie. Congrats on your kids going back to school. That was a lot for the parents, for the, you know, the mom specifically. With kid, I mean, dude, because they got pulled out last March, and then straight up just rolling through. Got, you know, you don't get that summer. I mean, you don't get, you know, the rest of the school year. I mean, it was like 2 months of just, and the kids are just home, running around. It's a lot.
What kind of genuine life advice are we giving, though?
I bet there's stuff, nuggets, like she said. There's nuggets. I don't think nuggets. She's, you know, I don't think she's going to really do anything good because of this podcast, but I think I think she'll get some advice from somewhere else, and we're the advice that gets tagged on to that advice.
Right, right.
I think, you know, she'll end up grabbing something from some real scholar and then remember
some we said dumb the opposite thing.
Yeah, some dumb thing we said. Yeah, and you know, and that's advice. I'll give advice. Anybody ask for advice, I'll tell them everything.
I love that we start with some really nice comments, because I just know that the mean ones are coming, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it's not all about the mean ones. It's about the nice people should get a voice.
That's absolutely right. Call me Brian. I appreciate it.
Yeah. David Daniels. Hey, y'all. I just wanted to say a big thank you for the quality comedy and for giving me something real good and funny to listen to after long deployment to the Middle East. Thanks, Nate, for serving the troops on your USO tours. It means more than you know to us. God bless. Well, God bless you for doing it, for serving. It was amazing to go over to the Middle East. And that guy had to be over there for a long time. Thank you for doing it.
Do you remember which groups you've performed for? We've had people ask, and
they're all up there.
Yeah, they've pointed that out, and they could tell the brigades, but
Well, that's who it would be for.
That's a lot. That's a lot up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cool. I've been over there like 6-7 times.
Wow, that's great.
Like Kuwait, Iraq,
Bahrain.
Djibouti. Djibouti, when we went, we drove around. That was the first one I went to, and they took us downtown, and they said it all shuts down at noon. And so it's people work until noon, and then people get crazy. They're hooked on some kind of chewing tobacco or something that makes them like see things.
Hashish? Is it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like grass almost.
Something. That could be. It could not be it, too. Okay. But just as confident that I'm it, that it is it, I'm just as confident that it's not.
Okay.
But it's something like that. And they and we were just driving down the road, and then some guy just came running down the street chasing us and screaming, and we just drove off, and they were like, yeah, it's downtown.
That's Djibouti.
That's Djibouti. I'm sure... Maybe it's not all like I had that one street was, but
that's the name of the city and the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Djibouti.
The capital of Djibouti is Djibouti.
Hmm. Aaron is bringing
it. That was a fun thing to say when you were a kid.
Yeah.
When you found out that there's a country called Djibouti.
Yeah.
And that the capital was also Djibouti. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I don't think I found that out till later. I found out right now.
Yeah. I was going to say 10 seconds ago. Yeah.
And I was there. Jade Ness, I was nearly the victim of Brian's sports story when I laughed myself unconscious. After Brian's attempt on my life, I made a huge lifestyle change and have been getting back in shape, almost 30 pounds down.
Wow.
Still love the podcast. Not only will I not get Brian's name wrong, but I will also be able to point him out in court.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 30 pounds. Congrats. Congrats, Jade. That's awesome. 30 pounds down.
That hasn't even been that long.
No, that's a quick...
unhealthy how quickly that...
Yeah, Jaden, you're probably worse off now.
I think it's more how much you shook him. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, he must have watched this and then went and cleaned his pantry out. I mean, that's unbelievable. That could borderline be offensive to you. I mean, he just took it. I mean, that's... Talk about motivation. Good night. 30 pounds down.
I think we're going to get a follow-up from Jaden. Said, I actually had another problem I did not know about. I should not have been losing weight that fast.
I don't know. He's sometimes you can drop, you know, I lost weight and you drop quick, a big chunk and then you stop.
And you plateau.
And then you plateau. Like I'm at one set, I'm around like, I float between 175, 180. It took me a long time. Getting down to 180, I felt like was a quick. And then now I get stuck in that 175, 180. But I also still eat sweet tarts and Sour Patch Kids. So I ate a lot of stuff that's not good. I mean, it's I mean, real bad. What are you going to do?
On that car trip, do you snack like that during the
oh,
car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it just, I mean, fast food. You know, I'm trying. I just can't wrap my head around eating good. I love like candy. I talked to a guy about trying to eat good. I told him I eat sour worms. And he was like, really? And I was like, what do you not get about it? He's like, you're just like an adult and stuff. Like you, I'm like, yeah, dude, I can eat a bag of them every night.
I can afford a lot of them now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a, you know, a problem. I had ice cream last night. what are you going to do? I got to get over it. Get started eating good. Matt Kaczynski, Nate Rants today had me wanting to run through a brick wall. Great advice for anyone to better themselves. Love the podcast a lot. Bon Bon and Aaron are amazing and can't wait to see them both grow like you. Bon Bon, what name do you think you're going to make it as? Because it's not going to be Brian. It's going to be something else. Bon Bon, I like.
You like them all.
I like.
That's why this keeps happening, because you encourage it.
I know, but I love, I mean, Bon Bon. Welcome to stage, area. Bon Bon. You say, I mean, you could be dancing somewhere named Bon Bon. Now imagine the disappointment. Everybody, please welcome to the stage, Bon Bon. And then you walk out on stage and like, oh, God. And then some guy's like, just wait. He has to just wait. Maria Alvarez, shout out from a stenographer. It's when the words like come around the corner and surprise me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's I don't know they're there, and it's like I just get the you know stenographer.
There you go.
Wow. Well, I know, but it's honestly it's the word just is like I don't know.
That's a word you don't see written very often.
Oh, Aaron.
You know? No, the whole job is writing it, but they just say it. Yeah, it kind of surprised me. That's how I look at it. If I don't know a word, that's what. Just understand that's what it is. What? I'm walking down a hallway. I have no idea. Stenographer is about to jump out at me. It was super exciting hearing my favorite people acknowledge this profession exists. We don't get a whole lot of credit, but this was enough to get me through my felony day. Keep up the good work. You keep up the good work. Wow. Yeah, she's doing it. And a lady, like we said. We said it's probably a field dominated by women.
Yeah, that's true.
And so...
Felony like to, day. That doesn't sound fun.
Well, that's she's just sitting there typing out all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her, I wonder if there's men. Tell them.
Men stenographers?
Maria, you see this? Yeah. Have you seen any men? Do men do it? Are they just like chick, you know, just like pecking? Hold on. What'd that guy? No, what that guy? It's like when you go golfing, you're asking, what'd you get on the last four holes? You just, that's what the man has to do. Hold on real fast. I stopped a while ago. Get that witness back up. Like he has to, just a long drawn out. All right. Judge, what was your name? I didn't get that. Michelle Moore. On the subject of closed captioning, I am a closed captioner. And every time I listen to you guys, I think of how much of a nightmare Nate would be to caption. Love the show and look forward to it each week. You guys are awesome. P.S. I vote for Bart to permanently change his name to Breakfast W. Bates. W is, of course, for worried. Worried is still amazing.
Yeah.
Breakfast W. Bates. People like breakfast as the name. And W for worried. You're worried. Yeah, like, see, this thing it would be a nightmare. So don't give me any, like, that I'm, you know, too hard on making some fun jokes, having a good time.
Hmm.
This is, I have a daughter that listens to this podcast. She doesn't listen. which she's a fan of Bob Ripple Pants.
Yeah.
Is that where all this started? No. No. That was their first original name.
I think it started with a genuine
mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A couple of genuines.
Yeah.
And then it grew from there because someone's a bully.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. They're the ones that went off on it. I didn't go. The listeners. Yeah, what, how about you guys? You guys are bullying him. It's not me.
Think about all the. I mean, there's some comments out there now. People are just going nuts.
Yeah.
That because they follow in your lead and they know you like it, so they're like. I mean, they're not. They're going after my appearance. It's not like, bro, I disagree with you on that one thing. You look like an old man who lives in a shoe with your red face and your.
Yeah. Again, they say I can't read. So
I had a guy this weekend. Oh, I get off stage. I'm outside. I'm setting up my merch table. This guy walks outside. He lights a cigarette. Old man. He walks up to me. He goes, do you say you're from Nashville? I go, yeah. He goes, well, you could roll over three times and be home. And I thought he was making a joke about how close Nashville was to Birmingham. I was like, oh, yeah. Then I thought about it. I was like, oh, man. It's kind of a mean
comment. Oh, he's talking about your size?
Yeah. He was saying.
Yeah. That
just
is.
Just from a random guy that had just seen me. And he was like, oh, man. Anyway, good. Yeah, you're pretty funny. And then he walked back inside.
Oh, that's great.
Crazy. That is amazing.
Never heard that before.
Never heard. Yeah, I haven't
either. Roll over three times and be home.
Was he a big guy?
No, I guess not. No. Just an old man. A little frail. But not big.
I mean, golly, the confidence it would say. Maybe he just saw you.
He had just seen me.
So
I have plenty of jokes about how I look. So he felt confident enough to say that.
To say it.
It really made me laugh, though, because it took me a minute to realize what he meant.
Yeah. I thought it would be, you live.
Yeah, close. You live close by.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I'll drive back tonight. He's like, no, that's not what I meant. He just even makes it even. No, you're not getting it. And just stares at you. You're like, what's that? Golly, roll over three times. I mean, that's, that's like drives you. You still went out to eat after, didn't you? Still didn't even.
Ate at the club.
Ate at the club. Didn't even faze you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You get past it. Eating bad or, if I eat bad, if I do this stuff, you can just go. No, you can't. You can't bully me into doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too smart for that. Caleb Hales. I've been using short clips of Nate stand up for. Hold on. Start it again. I've been using short clips of Nate stand up to start our teacher professional development each week so far this year. We use the before guy and weight loss ads for goal setting, iced coffee with milk for clear communication, and dead horse for not being afraid to ask questions. I'm going to eventually need some new material to share. That's awesome. That's, what's he doing? Professional development.
For teachers.
For teacher.
Yeah.
To start a teacher professional development.
It's like seminars.
Dead horse for not being afraid to ask questions. That's pretty smart to use that.
These are some of the nuggets that Katie was talking
about. Yeah. Katie gets it. Just a few of them. That's cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully you will get some new material. One day, Caleb, when we get back out there and do some stand-up. Thank you very much. Brian Lee. It's funny to watch how many times Nate touches and moves his microphone. I just keep yelling, stop it, when he does. Well, I know. I don't know. I'm a fidgeter. I'll get used to it. It's fun to do.
It
feels like when you do morning radio, it's like it's like a good time, you know?
It's the same thing with the papers. It does feel...
It feels, I like it.
Feels like you're doing something.
You're touching, you're doing something. I guarantee you Brian would be here doing it too. Brian Lee would be, messing with everything. Krista Hobdy, more bombing stories, please, especially from Boo Radley. It's the only book I ever read.
You read that?
I did read that. I've not read other books, but when I was younger... The only one I read.
That was the quickest retraction I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, I've read them now.
Okay.
That's the one. I remember them making us read that book.
She just now wrote another book. You know, Harper Lee?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wrote To Kill a Mockingbird and then was like, I'm done for a while.
Well, I think they just published it. Like, she wrote it a long time ago, right?
I think she just wrote a new one.
Two or three years ago. She's dead now.
Harper Lee is?
Yeah. Well.
I guess the genius isn't as smart.
Look up when she wrote that next book, dude.
She wrote it right before she, but she, yeah, she died.
Mr. Djibouti.
She died. So, sorry to break it to you, but it's over. So, I have a little joke about Harper Lee in my act.
55 years after the first.
Yeah.
What year was it? 2015?
Yeah, 2015. 55 years after To Kill a Mockingbird. Imagine being your first book so good, you don't have to do anything else for 55 years.
This one's called The Jay Bird Lives On. It's funny. It's all just bird stuff. She wasn't as creative as people think.
It's a lot of bird stuff.
You're doing a lot of bird stuff, huh? Does it have to do with birds? Not really. But I like bird stuff in the title. Corey Martin, there's nothing better than laughing until you cry, and your bombing stories made it happen. Thanks for such a fantastic podcast to break up my week. One question I have, how do you all feel about competition comedy shows? Seem like the winners don't stay around. Just curious what your take on that is. So I guess like Last Comic Standing or the stuff that they're doing now. I'm fine with it. I mean, I'll try to audition for that stuff. I didn't get on. That was the Last Comic Standing was the one that was like one that really hurt me that I didn't get on, like hurt my feelings and, you know, was like sad because I thought being clean, I was like, I'll be built for this. And I mean, I went in it the last time I went into it. The other times I wasn't expecting the last time, but something a lot of people don't know, the bigger you get into comedy, you would get audition times for those. So like they'd show the people waiting in line. I waited in line. I mean, we spent the night once at Caroline's. We all stood in line. We got there 9 p.m., 10 p.m. I remember Hannibal Buress was there. He came. We were all there. Yeah. And we just moved to New York. And it was pretty cold out. And we had a van. My buddy Dustin Chaffin was there. Like, all these comics were there. And then we went in and auditioned the next day. I did not get it. But it's like those were when you waited. But then the longer you got, the more you got into comedy. And again, this is, and some comics don't like it that you can get audition spots. But that's what it is, man. That's why you stick around. And that's why you wait around and do comedy. Because then you eventually do. American Idol is the same way. They give those people the one, a lot of the big ones you see, they're really good ones. They're getting audition times. Because if they're that, some of them, if they're that good, they're not going to have to. They're not going to, you're not going to see them and be like, oh yeah, I was just waiting in line for 12 hours. So the later you get, but so then the last time I auditioned for it, Geraldo was the host. And, I went in and thought I was going to just nail it and, did not. So, and here we are, but I'm not against them. I think they're, you know, I don't really watch them. I think I have it's hard for me to watch them. But I think they're great, and they have made a lot of comics. The first Last Comic Standing was wonderful. The first few seasons of it were amazing. And I think those guys actually, you know, Rich Voss, you know, a lot of them. I mean, Amy Schumer was on it.
Yeah.
Ralphie.
Yeah.
Yeah, big acts.
John Reed.
Yeah, John Reed, Alonzo Bowden. I think he won.
Heffron.
John Heffron. So, you know, an AGT. Tom Cotter made it far in AGT. Gary Veeder. Made it. I like the competition shows, and I think people do like them. You hit a point as a comedian though, you wouldn't go on it. And so that's the only thing is like some of the guys, the more they get, you get your own fan base. You're like, I'm not going to do it, for no, you know, reason, just because you're like, it just doesn't fit in what you're trying to do. But yeah. Mark Warren, Aaron looks like someone that wants to drive a Wrangler but settled for a Honda CRV.
I do look like that. I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Bass Pro Shop. You got a new hat.
Oh, yeah. I'm not helping things today, but yeah. I would love a Wrangler.
Yeah. Wrangler would be fun. But he drives a van.
Yeah, it's actually way worse. I drive a minivan. Chrysler Town and Country.
Yeah, this guy almost nailed it. Exactly. Could you be a real Southern dude? Can you do anything?
It's just not
too
authentic.
Smart?
No, it's not a smart thing.
Old money? New money?
No.
Huh?
It's just, you know, you grow up doing what your parents do. My parents never hunted, so I never hunted growing up. It's just stuff like that.
Your parents were in think tanks. That's what we're getting at. No one just goes to Notre Dame, man. We're slowly going to pick it apart. He went to MTSU. I didn't go anywhere. He went to MTSU when no one went to MTSU.
No, I went when everyone went because it was so easy to get in. Still is, but.
Yeah. I remember going to look at MTSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We didn't want you.
It was a huge campus. I just remember. No one wanted me. I went to Austin Peay. When you go look at a college visit, I didn't ever even got really pushed to go. I just would like tag along. And they were, you know, I'd be like, oh, what are y'all eating here? I was asking where the cafeteria is. Where's the cafeteria at? So what do? Do you stay on campus? Like, I just know nothing. When people talk about college and they're talking about majoring and minor, I mean, I have. No, where'd you go to grad school? I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't understand when someone says, well, I did my undergrad. What is that? What's undergrad? What is undergrad?
That's just regular.
That's regular college?
Yeah.
Why do they say that then? Not everybody says it like that.
No, but if you had a graduate degree, then you would say, I did my undergrad at so-and-so, and then I got my graduate.
So people do their undergrad at one school and then go graduate. So they could be like, I went to undergrad at Tennessee, but I got my master's
at so-and-so.
But do they get a degree from Tennessee the first?
Like, I got an undergrad from MTSU.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
You get your bachelor's, and then if you want to do extra schooling, you go do graduate.
Bachelor's is regular.
Yeah, that's a four-year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I use a lot of big words. College people use big words, and they're trying to trick you into sounding like they did something.
Postdoctorate?
Yeah. It's all kind of ridiculous. As a guy that didn't go, I went to remedial classes. We're pretty straight community college. It is what it is. It's 2 years. You leave. That's it. No one's saying, I did my whatever. We're honest with everybody. Colleges, would you have an undergrad? What do you have? Notre Dame?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
So that means you just, nothing special. You just made it through.
Just a marketing degree.
Run of the mill.
It's pretty standard, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing special. Just graduate from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, I know, but that's dumb for Notre Dame. I mean, since you've done a little more than that?
Notre Dame's not proud of me. I want to make that very clear.
They're not thrilled.
No. They don't claim me. They don't talk about me.
It's like you got a t-shirt that everybody wears. You don't have any different one.
Yes.
You're just walking around.
Right.
Standard Notre Dame t-shirt.
I got Walmart Notre Dame gear. That's what I got.
It's not sponsored by the school.
Not officially licensed.
Not officially licensed.
Were you there when they played the national championship against Alabama?
That was my junior year, yeah.
Did you go to the game?
I didn't. I didn't get the ticket. They had a ticket lottery, and I didn't get it.
Oh.
So
I'm bucked out then.
I was at home. Yeah. Well, it was still fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of friends that went.
Josh Sternberg. I love the podcast, guys. Biscuit's story about bombing in front of his mother at a livestock auction was gold. Nate, you have to bring your wife on the show so we can get her perspective and stories about what it's like to live with you. Yeah, we'll have her on. She's here. She'll come on. I mean, we're going to do one with her.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's interview her. She's got her undergrad, bachelor's, something. She attempted you.
Mm-hmm.
She's got something, marketing too, like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Actually used it. Do parents get mad when you don't because you go into comedy and then, I mean, obviously you get good experience going to Notre Dame. People should go to college and then you do what you do. But I mean, you could not have gone, right?
That's true. I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
I used it for a little bit right after I graduated with a couple jobs that I had, but I'm not using it at all now. I can't think of one concrete thing that I learned. I tried to think of something the other day for my marketing classes. I can't think of. I had great teachers and everything, but I can't think of one thing that I learned.
When you ran Hardy's social media accounts,
I would love
that marketing.
I would have been honored to have run Hardy's social media accounts. I ran accounts for plumbers and HVAC companies.
Oh, you did do that? Nicole Hires, H I E R S. I'm very interested to know Laura's maiden name after Nate had something to say about Sarah P's last name during the comments.
She was pointing out how you kind of Sarah P had a very unusual last name.
Yeah.
And I think she's pointing out how, well, Laura had to take on Bargatze.
Yeah. That is true. Laura's name, maiden name is Bargatze. can I give a maiden name? Isn't that the security code?
I was going to say, yeah, that's a security question.
For Harper, I get asked my mom's maiden name on everything. I don't think it matters. You don't want to say? It does. It's Blair.
Smith.
It's Blair. Oh. So, yeah, she was Laura Blair. It's her middle name now. Harper, our daughter's middle name is Blair.
What happens to your middle name?
Yeah. She changed her middle name?
Yeah. Laura Blair.
I thought you just added it on. You can choose what you want to do.
Yeah. She got rid of it.
Wow.
Laura Lynn. And then got rid of...
Lynn's gone?
Lynn's gone. Right, Laura? Yep. Got rid of Lynn. Blair's back. I was offended that she wanted to keep it. I said, no, you're Bargatze now. And your middle name should be Bargatze still. My middle name's Lee, and that's when we met Lynn Lee. We lived on Lynn Lee. I lived in high school. The street we lived on was Lynn Lee. Might as well just go ahead and give my mom's maiden name and social security number. I mean, let's go ahead and just do it all. We're eventually going to get questioned into. I'm just giving out.
It's a scam.
Nate mentioned his maiden mom's maiden name once. What's his last four digit of his social by any chance? And I'm like, well, these are interesting questions. And then you go, remember, because you said that. And I go, oh, yeah. And then I just go, oh, yeah, well, that's 5729. Like, I had to give it all out. And we're just getting picked apart. We sit up here. Connor Vincent. Nate, have your friend from high school who memorized Scream with you as a guest on the podcast. I will. John Paul. Backyard Living. Built pools. He does his dad. He worked for his dad. Precision Pools in Mount Juliet, and he would do that in high school, and then he went and started his own pool company against his dad.
A competing
Yeah, I always tell him though, I'm going to go to his dad. I'm a Precision Pools guy. I always say I go I'm original. I go, no, they both they're fine. It's not, he started his own thing, but they both do it. Both very good at making pools. Yeah. Got the Wilson County market at lockdown. Willard Garrett, you guys go a little too hard on Berkshire Hathaway. He's actually pretty funny. Berkshire.
I don't know if it's sincere when he calls me Berkshire Hathaway. I want to say thank you, Wheeler.
Yeah. I don't, you know, we go hard. I do think it's so funny that everybody's like, you guys got to take it easy. And then you just call him a made up name. You guys go hard on him. Kenny O'Brien, I like the idea of Nate, unbelievable counter that can pop up on the bottom right of the screen.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Unbelievable. That's an unbelievable idea. I say unbelievable a lot. All right, and I'm gonna try to stop it. Y'all gonna get all the stuff that makes whatever I do work. You're gonna pick me apart. I won't do anything. I'm gonna just be up here. Hello. I am Nate Bryan. Just very not fun at all.
Did you get that from your family, or did they get it from you? Because your dad says unbelievable a lot.
I don't know. It all blends together. We say idiot a lot, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's an idiot. That's our... We don't curse in other ways, but idiot was the... Everybody. Well, that's just because you're an idiot. And it's just yelling, and people are like, you shouldn't be saying that. Like, I don't know. I'm like, we call everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even...
It's a family thing.
It's a family name. Marty Wall, does it seem unfair that if a musician writes a good song, they can sing it for the rest of their life and people don't even want to hear new stuff? But if a comedian writes a good bit, he has to never do it again. It is. I mean, if you write a good bit, I think I could definitely see I'll be doing some bits for a very long time that people want to hear. But yes, I mean, very much so. I mean, look, I'm going to do these drive-in shows and a couple of these towns I've just went to. And so I'll have some new jokes, with it. I think I'll do a good show. I'm hoping, you know, people have only seen this act has evolved since I guess I did it last. But I mean, if I was a musician, I could just go to your town every 2 months.
Yeah.
If you're Led Zeppelin, which I compare myself, I'm the Led Zeppelin of comedy. but I mean, you have a good run. I mean, you could go play 20 songs,
yeah,
and just go every year, and people are just going to go, you know, and want to see it.
I saw Boston Live, you know, the band Boston, yeah, and they got out there and they go, how many people want to hear our new songs? And the place kind of cheered. And then he goes, how many people want to hear all the songs from our first album? And the place went nuts. And that's all they did.
That's smart.
Yeah. When they can get it, like that's when a band has to just get it, man. Like, mm-hmm, if you're Boston, you had your little peak of just being good in your run.
Yeah.
You made unbelievable stuff, which is super hard to do. It's almost impossible to write these kind of songs where they become these legend songs. And then just, yeah, and be like, it is what it is, man. Now go collect that. They just collect money and,
yeah,
do shows, and people have a good time. Last one, Luis Lopez. Since Nate and Bratwurst saw the horse and old lady at the same time, who gets the bit if they both experience it at the same time? Does it normally go to the headliner, or is it a called it system, even if the opener wants to develop a joke from the shared experience? I threaten Bratwurst's life if he ever talked about that dead horse. I'm the one that saw it and brought it up. So I would have, that in that experience, I would have been the one with the joke, right? You would agree with that. You didn't even see it.
I'm the one that said that horse was standing up looking unbelievable.
Yeah.
The healthiest horse.
I said, you got the line, but
you stole it from me. I went on stage and I was going to tell it that night, but then I forgot. And when I got off, I was like, oh, I want to go back up there. But he was already telling it.
Yeah. So in honest, that one I saw it, and the one that said it, and then coming up, you know, I don't know if we've had any. Have we had any other jokes like that?
No, but what about like McDonald's?
McDonald's is the one, my McDonald's story with Lewis. That, did we not? I think I told it last week, but that is the one where Lewis takes a burger and he wants to fight that guy. That one had me, Lewis, and Dan Soder. Dan Soder is actually the one that took the bite of the burger. And when I told that story, again, we would always just tell it when we were on shows together. So if I followed Dan, or Lewis would be hosting a show, and I would always bring it up there. And then Dan would bring it up. We all had shots at that story, so everybody could tell it on their own. And then I ended up making it actually into a bit. I said something to him. I was like, hey, do you care? Look, I've actually turned this into like a bit. And then I heard it. And once they heard it, they're like, yeah, of course. It's yours now. And then Dan's out of the joke. I didn't even tell him because it just got too complicated.
I would have never made that dead horse joke. I mean, I even said last week, I already thought that joke was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not as good as I am.
Well, no, that's true.
No, that's not. I'm joking. That was a joke. Don't write in and be like, why are you going to make it? Brian cry, everyone. You know, just... it is a unique thing, but when you come up with a joke when other comics are there, you know, I mean, you just ask, you kind of say like, can I do that? Are you going to do that? You know, Soder had one a long time ago that I wanted. He had a joke about when they try make up on monkeys or something, you know, what do they try make up on? Or they say this was not
tested on animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying maybe they put it on a chicken or a monkey and he just pictured like, say it's a monkey. They put, they're testing makeup on monkeys to see what they do. And then just seeing you're trying on the monkey and he's like, no. He's like, he doesn't. So the testing is actually them just, the monkey's opinion on the makeup. He's like, I don't like this. It's too blue. I'm like, ugh. What do you think? I'm trying to go out. What is it? 2 a.m? It's embarrassing. Like, it was something like that. I think it was to do with chickens, though. Something to do with chickens. But it was I loved the idea. Mm-hmm. And then he never could just get it to, I'm going to tell him. Maybe he should try to bring it back. But he could never get it to work. And I liked it. It was like, I think I could do something with it. And then he even said, he's like, all right, well, you try then. But then I never, you know, sometimes it's hard when someone gives you a joke. It's, you think you like the joke idea, but for some reason, if you didn't come up with it, you're just kind of, you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. So, all right. It was sure nice seeing the teams back out on the gridiron over this weekend. As we talked about, the Titans, very big week. We won, missed four field goals, but made one that mattered. Lucky for us, that was just one week one. All right. So this week, we don't have a stand-up clip to play, but we saw a story and got us thinking. Is a New York Times article from September 8th about how the pandemic has changed grocery shopping. I think people were like, oh, what are they going to talk about this week? And then
we all love grocery stores.
We all love grocery stores. It's interesting to see how it's changed. When the pandemic hit in mid-March, for the first time in a generation, Americans began spending more money at the supermarket than at places where someone else made the food. Grocers saw 8 years of projected sales growth packed into 1 month. That's unbelievable. 8 years in 1 month. Shopping trends that were in their infancy were turbocharged. And the article goes on and blah, blah, blah. no, that's unbelievable. So this week we're going to talk about grocery stores. And we're going to let Brian, I can't read. So I'm always going to read comments, so don't be suggesting that. I think that's fun. I enjoy something. I mean, I'm 2 seconds from not even being on this podcast. So give me something. I'm going to eventually just come in and do the comments and leave.
With Holly.
Me and Holly. Holly, let's go. yeah. So, Brian.
All right. So we'll start with the beginning of grocery stores. A little fun fact here. The first self-service grocery store.
This felt like doing a school, you know, when you let they go. All right, everybody. Get, Brian Bring. Brian Bates, and then and it sounded exactly.
Yeah, you don't like the way I start stuff, I don't think.
Like your stand-up? Like jokes?
Well, that's the I've read like 3 times on the show, and twice you've called me out on the way I start it, so.
I don't think I'm good at starting, but. No. You go, okay, here we go.
But yeah, now I'm thinking about my jokes.
How do you start your joke? You said, hello, folks.
You say folks?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you say folks.
Yeah.
For every joke?
No, when you come out. When you come out. Hello, folks. And you might say it when you leave. You don't think you say, do you say folks?
I don't think so.
I think you do.
Okay.
Every joke.
Every joke. Hey, that's his thing. That's why people will like it. That's his. And he sells t-shirts in the lobby that say, hey, hello, folks. And it's just a picture of him. That's his image. Hello. It's just 7 hands that go like that. Hello, folks. And then he does his act.
And then every joke I start with it again.
Yeah. And there you go. Hello, folks. Then good night, folks. How good did that be, man?
That's so good.
I mean, that's just like that would be like if you're a stand-up comic, you just got pulled out of Lebanon and you didn't know Nashville exists. Yeah. and then you're like, I've been doing comedy in Lebanon for 15 years. All right, sorry.
All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah, at the beginning?
Yeah.
Start over. The first self-service grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, opened in 1916 in Memphis, Tennessee.
We had a Piggly Wiggly in Old Hickory that we used to always ride our bike to.
Oh, yeah.
And go in. They're still around.
Yeah, we had one in Lebanon. May still be there. It's big. Do you remember? You ever seen Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah, I had a Piggly Wiggly sweatshirt in college that I would wear, and I thought that would make me interesting.
Did it?
It did not.
So now you're trying Bass Pro Shops?
What you got working
on? Boom! I mean, that was pretty good.
What you got working underneath there today? I think you got something special.
Just a shirt, man.
Yeah, it's a little something special underneath there.
Is it
just a shirt? Piggly Wiggly, they didn't have them where I grew up, but they have them here in Nashville.
You're dressed like you're going somewhere nice, and then you had a flat tire, so you had to put that on to change it. That's how you.
So you get dirty.
So yeah, you go. I think I got a hoodie in the back. Like that's how you're. You can tell there's a little collar of something. Where are you guys going? We got a big night out tonight. Had a flat tire, so I put this on.
I think you're going to a luau.
It's a, you know,
I remember when Piggly, the grocery store in Lebanon was Mosier's grocery. I don't know if that's a chain or just Lebanon, but when.
You know where I went this weekend? Meijer. I went to a Meijer.
I'm a big Meijer fan.
I've never been to a Meijer. That is a store that's like, what do you want? Yeah. We got it. I mean, grocery store to, it's a Target and a full, which I guess Target's doing that now too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've never, clothes. I mean, it, like, I don't think I've ever really been in one.
What'd you get there?
Nothing. I would go in there and...
You just went for fun?
Walk around. So I rented a... so I drove to Columbus, and so I rented a Tesla, like, on that Turo. I don't know if anybody's ever done Turo, but you can rent really cool cars, and they're not... They're as... I mean, you can rent a Tesla for the same price you'd rent a cheap car at Avis or yeah. something or whatever. So, and then they... It's just a fun car. So I never had, since it was like a 6-hour drive, I was like, oh, you know what? I'll rent a fun car. And so I rented a Tesla and drove it. So I had to charge it like 3 times. And you have to just go, it tells you to charge it like every, I charged it like Bowling Green, Louisville, Cincinnati. And that was then at the hotel in Columbus. Then coming back was basically the same kind of thing. And so they have like superchargers, and there'd always be a Target or a Meijer's, and you just go do that and go walk in there, and just you'd have like 10, 15 minutes. It was, I mean, I enjoyed it. I just walked around these Meijer's. I've never, you know, I didn't really get anything. I just walked around.
Are they big in the Midwest?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, Meijer's and one was in Bowling Green. I don't think they're here.
Yeah.
But Bowling Green, there was one. And so, yeah, that was it. That was, you know, I bought an LOL. So that's the only thing.
A what?
It's an LOL. It's a kids.
An LOL doll?
Yeah, an LOL doll. That's the only thing. For my daughter. Little doll.
So Piggly Wiggly opened in Memphis, Tennessee, 1916. Prior to this, grocery stores operated over the counter with customers asking a grocer to retrieve items from inventory.
Like at a gas station.
Yeah. I think about like old westerns you see where
yeah
you go up to the counter.
They got a catalog.
Yeah. And then, you know, like the guy behind the counter, go get me 3 bags of barley or I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. And they bring the, and like, yeah, they're buying big bulk things.
You just don't go pick it off a shelf. You go tell them up front what you want and they go get it for you and bring it out to you.
So,
yeah.
Piggly Wiggly was the first place to really trust people.
Yeah. To try it, do it
yourself.
That's
quite a shift.
Self-service. Just,
hey, you go grab everything yourself.
And then you just get it back. I wonder how many, I mean, like, over the counter, that seems crazy to me. Go read. Sorry, I was jumping ahead to the next thing.
In rural areas, general stores offered credit to their customers, a system of payment that works on trust rather than modern credit cards. This allowed farm families to buy staples until their harvest could be sold.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Like that you're just, there's no credit card, but they just are like, yeah, you're good.
It's trust. That makes me think of Andy Griffith or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what these things were. I'm trying to think if there's any, I've definitely bought stuff where I bought stuff where it was, I didn't do it. I just,
I see a lot of like, I saw one last night on Facebook. I see people post this a lot, how they're in line. This friend of mine posted, she was at Publix. She got up there to pay, didn't have her, somehow she left her money or whatever. And then a kind customer behind, you know, paid $27 for it.
Wow.
So I see that a lot.
She bought it. Yeah, I see that. They do, you know, Chick-fil-A does that where you buy the thing in front of it. And so my sister was telling us about it.
To pay it forward?
To pay it forward. So a lot of times at Chick-fil-A, you're just get there. And I've had it happen to me. So it happens a lot. And they're like, the person in front of you paid for this. And then you got to pay for, don't you have a joke about this?
I do, yeah.
And then, yeah, so they pay it. They keep doing that. And my sister, when she first did it, was just like, oh, wow, thank you, and drove off. Like, I mean, she was the one that ended it, you know, and just like, she doesn't make any, she doesn't, I mean, especially she did, at that time, she made no money. Yeah. She had no money. She was, she is kind of who it's for.
Yes.
But
it's really better that way.
Yeah.
Because you accept a gift as it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of, but if you, I guess if you can keep it rolling,
it's got to end sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's so funny.
Just to be like, all right, it. That's cool, man. Thank you. All right. See you. And then drive off. I mean, yeah. I mean, what if, I think I remember one time when I had it, the person even said, they were like, it's, you know, it's like $20 to $5. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even just being like, if you want to drive off, it's okay. Because the person ordering doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew, I mean, then you couldn't even get what you wanted.
Yeah.
Because you would feel terrible. You know, you'd be like, oh, just give me a lemonade, you know.
Yeah, if everybody's going to do it, I'd rather just pay for my own.
Right.
Also, everybody could just do that, pay for their own. It's the same system. It's actually the same thing, except you don't have to be the guy that, you know, pays for a $40 a van. I mean,
it's his joke, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
go check it out.
September 30th, Zanies.
Zanies, check out. You're going to hear Aaron's.
That'll be my closer. So.
It's all, everything's kind of counting on that one.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
The first retail self-checkout was invented in 1992 and became prevalent in grocery stores across America in the early 2000s.
Self-checkout was that early?
I mean, I bet it's... That wasn't around much before.
I mean, self, you've been playing fantasy as long as self-checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, 92. I guess in 2000s, it was like regular. That even seems crazy.
I think now it's just so much more prevalent, but do you guys do self-checkout?
I do it every time.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes now they almost the make you. Open. Yeah. You go to Kroger, that's
they
all they
got. They force
you
to.
Yeah. Bill Burr had a joke about that where... It's like, you know, you got to go and it's like, I got to work. I work here now.
Yeah.
You know, like I got to make, you got to go get a sandwich and they're like, mayonnaise and mustard's over there. You're like, yeah, I'm paying you to make the sandwich. I just had a big, so there's a yogurt place here and it's a do it yourself yogurt place and they have a tip jar at the end.
It's for you to take out some.
Yeah, that's what it should be. Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's funny. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, my neighbor, I mean, because you do feel bad, because it's like teenagers working in there. And so, whatever, man. Like, who cares? You know, but I was like, I just have a problem with it. I don't mind tipping or whatever, but giving to a homeless person is better. They at least are sitting on the side of the road. Like, they're having to do something. This kid, you do everything.
You put all the toppings on.
All they do is you... So you walk in, you grab whatever you want to grab, you do the ice cream, you do all the toppings, you get the spoon, the napkin, you put it on the thing that it weighs it, and then they... puts the price, they turn the iPad around, and then you swipe and pay, and then they turn it, and that's it. And then they said, and you can feel free to tip. I mean, I don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, where you're...
Yeah.
I'm fine with... Look, it's high school kids, whatever. I'm fine with it. I'm not saying they're... But it doesn't... Like, there's a point that you're like, all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just... I'm not... You can't take full advantage of me that I have to... I'm paying. I'm doing it. I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm doing more than they're doing.
You're like, y'all don't even need to be here. I did everything.
I mean, unless the place doesn't pay the kids or something, that's, you know.
Well, all those places now have the touchpad. They'll flip it around, and it's like 15%, 20, 30, or other.
They're doing 30% like it's nothing. Where I get my hair cut, he does 30%.
Yeah.
But I tell him. I go, I was like, that's insane. Because they're, you know, it's like.
Do you ever push other and type in your own amount?
I think I'd give them 30%, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just do it. But it's, I have to do it because I made a point about how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
So then I realized because I took a stand, I will just pay to the 30%. I'll always do the 30%, but I do it so I can always tell you that it's ridiculous that you're offering 30%. I mean, dude, 30% tipping in places. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, at what point are they going? We're going to be at 50%. What point is it just double that? You know, just do double, and then you know, tipping's out of control. We should talk. We should do an episode about tipping.
Well, but yeah, these self-service, the self-scan things now, most places, they have one register open maybe.
Yeah.
And then they just really want you to go.
Well, I mean, you ever been to self-checkout too and they don't, it's not open? How's it not open? It's a robot.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Turn it on. Like, yeah, when they're like, are they tired? Are they on break?
I've never thought of
that. Are they smoking? Yeah. Are these robots smoking now that they need to go? Is it their one had to leave early? His wife's pregnant, so he had to get out of here. I mean, I don't understand. How are they not always on? They should never be closed. Never. Right? Can you get gas? You can get gas whenever you want, right?
I guess so.
I'm pretty sure you can, even if the place is closed.
The place is closed,
How are these self-checkouts? I'd like to know that. Why are they? Doesn't that not make sense?
Yeah. Maybe they just break or something.
Crazy person.
You know what I like? Home Depot, they have self-checkout, but there's just like a scanner gun just chilling there. And you just pick it up and you do everything. You don't have to swipe. You don't have to swipe it across.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got the gun yourself.
Well, so at Myers, I saw a sign for it, but it seemed like you can do an app and scan and go. Like, so I think you can kind of be buying as you're leaving. That's and then you just end up, I actually thought of that as I walked by. So I knew we were going to talk about this week. Was that I thought, I bet that's what's going to happen. Like, it's going to end up being, you're just scanning all of it on your phone. And then, I mean, you know, there's not going to be people in there.
Yeah, I think we'll get to that. My wife, I just realized, she's smarter than me than everything. I knew that. But she scans. Like, if you go through self-checkout, you just take the bar, just touched it on the thing. My wife takes it and, like, literally drags it across. Like, she'll start off the pad and go all the way across. And it gets confused because it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's very funny. Like, she'll go from one end to the other because she thinks you have to drag it and swipe
like
it across.
You know, it feels like you work there. It's kind of like a little, a little camp. You get to be like, I get to work at a grocery store for a little bit. And that's what you feel.
Yeah.
I remember when they first were doing it, of trying to get that thing to weigh your food. I mean, just the problems. It's gotten a lot better. But at the beginning, I just remember it was a huge problem. Like, you would just be, said it and never picked it up. And never, it's like, can't do it again. You have to get someone to come over.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, no. And whoever is sitting there to help. But
I always have issues with the bagging. It's always like, place the item back in the bag.
I'd pay money to watch you go through one.
Well, I have issues.
Just to struggle with.
If I have a choice, I don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
I'd do it every time.
If I got just one thing, then I go to the self-checkout. But if I have a cart full of stuff, I don't like having all the different bags on the self-checkout. It's just.
I can't even tell you the last time I bought. I had a cart of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I'm not buying.
You don't buy groceries for the family?
No. I don't know if you know the structure of a real family, how it works, but we're a very old-fashioned family.
Yeah.
So did your dad go for do all the major shopping?
No, he never did.
I don't do a lot of
we're modern men
typical things that – but my wife is completely – she's the wife and the man, the husband of this marriage. She's double duty. Fixes, changes the oil, and goes and buys the groceries.
Well, I have
Hello Fresh. It's like she does a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
So we do a lot of that. And if I go buy stuff, I mean, I'll go buy the stuff. You know, I'll buy my things, but she goes and buys stuff. When I was gone so much, I was never here, so there was really no consistency of going. But when I go, I always do self checkout. I like it.
I can remember when grocery stores first even had the scanner swipe, where not where you did it, but where even when the person behind the counter did it.
Yeah.
Like I can remember when it just went through the belt and they just rang it up on a cash register.
Yeah.
I really can't. You don't remember that?
I don't know. I think so. I think you were in your formative years when I like, so like 92, I was, you know, I mean, 14 or yeah, I was born in 79. I was 13. So I was not paying attention where you would have been out. So I was there. I was around.
Yeah. But you don't remember anything past 2010, hardly.
No, I don't remember a lot of stuff.
But I'm talking about like, I remember the first time sliding, like automatic sliding doors.
Oh, happened. Wow.
Like that freaked us out. Because before it was just a swinging door and you just pushed it open and came out. And then the first time you walk up and some sensor like opens it for you.
Yeah. I mean, just, if I could, I would pay money to be able to watch you go through all these things for the first time. I mean, it would be my favorite thing alive. It's still my favorite thing to watch him get on an escalator. He gets on it with just, it's, I mean, just like he doesn't trust it.
Those have been around a while, right?
I know, but he steps on it as if like he's had something happen and he's like, all right, I'm back. And then like him and this guy have a relationship and he's been tricked by it before and it's he gets on it. I mean, it's normal walk into like, just, you know.
Like Will Ferrell and Elf on the escalator. Remember that?
Yeah. He steps on it's very gently. Then he's on. It's like the first step is nice and calm. And then the second step's immediate. And then we ride it and we get all, you know, then it's normal. And then we get to the end. It's like, here we go again.
Yeah.
It's got to focus. Like the soup Nazi, getting ready before you order the soup.
Those moving walkways, the airports. I'm not a big fan of those either.
I love those, dude. I feel like I'm flying.
I try to see if I can get on and off without any kind of big move, you know, without, so it's obvious.
Yeah.
You know how like, you know, when you get off, you always, you see, like a stumble. So I like to try to get on it and see if I can, it's almost like athletically make yourself stay in one motion. And also we'll walk next to people sometimes regular to see how much faster they really is.
It's a lot faster.
It's definitely faster. But I mean, some of those people, when you see them, man, people get on there and it's a ride. I mean, they just block the whole thing and then you can't get by them. Mm-hmm. And you feel stupid not walking on the walkway. Escalator, you don't feel dumb just standing there. But on one that's a moving walkway, you feel like a moron.
Yeah.
If you're just standing.
It's not going fast enough to not walk.
It's not it's not a ride. Seinfeld had a joke about that. Like, I think he was saying it's not a ride at the airport. And people just get on it and ride it.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, he saw me ride a scooter for the first time.
In DC.
One of those bird scooters?
Yeah, it was the first time either one of us did it.
Yeah.
And
it's a lime.
A lime. Oh, man. Yeah. And it was, dude, you would run to get off of it.
There was no stopping.
He wouldn't stop.
They have brakes.
No, well, him, he didn't use them. But he would get going and to get, he would just jump off and just like run real quick with his feet to like slow it down. I mean, it was.
Oh, he documented it on Instagram.
Yeah. I probably still have the video. We were reposted on our Nate Land podcast. It's probably all, I posted it on Instagram, I think. I don't know if I did it was wonderful. Just watching him, never really got it. I mean,
you didn't figure it out by the end?
We're in DC. No, he didn't, you know, hello, folks. He didn't figure it out. That's what he had to do as he goes into a crowd, folks, hello, folks, coming in. I mean, I would just see you, I would lose you, and then just see you just, I mean, it was, you know, a lot of fast and slow. Mm-hmm. There was never just a solid speed. It was either 100 miles an hour moving.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying him on the scooter.
Oh, okay.
But yes, DC's crowded.
Yeah, DC's crowded, but him on the scooter, it was either full on or it's not working. There was not a, you know, like a comfortable riding speed.
Have you been back on them since?
I've practiced some on my own.
Yeah.
Just in case.
It's fun, isn't it? Do you like it?
Nah.
You don't. It's my favorite way to get around.
Yeah.
Whenever they're around, I always try to take them.
I feel dumb.
I feel dumb, but I get over that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know I look stupid on them, but it's so much fun that I get over it.
Then you don't care.
I spent $100 in Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago. On a line. That's how long I was on.
Wow.
$100.
That's a lot.
It was too much. I didn't know it would be that much.
Yeah.
I was a little upset, but
I was sweating so much. I mean, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Riding that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the effort he was putting into something that, I mean, I can imagine getting off an escalator and sweating. That's what it was. You're riding a.
He would have sweated less on a regular scooter.
On his regular scooter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
It was, we were just like, yeah, let's just try it. Cause the only reason I agreed to, where I was like, let's try this cause no one's around. We were at an area where no one was really around.
But we quickly got into heavy.
But we quickly got into.
I mean, there's people everywhere in DC.
You went to like the mall, like where all the main stuff is?
Somewhere near there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do feel embarrassed by it. So I don't want to completely ride it. But it's happening so much there that you don't feel out of the, you know, you don't feel that weird.
I couldn't steer it straight. So that was I would like literally veer, like there'd be old ladies walking. I would just be heading straight toward them. And I had to just jump off and stop it.
But when he jumps off, he's got to jump and run with it.
Yeah.
That's the best part is just to see he's got to jump off. And then like, I mean, if you were, you know, if catching a wild cow, like if a steer got loose and you try to run and grab its horns and whoa. And then like it was like that, like him jumping off.
Mm. Oh, I'd love to see that.
All right. Okay. Since the pandemic, the need to avoid infection has taught people how to get by on fewer trips to the store and to make good shopping lists. Before the coronavirus, 19% of Americans shop for food more than 3 times a week, according to a study by the management firm McKinsey & Company. That number has dropped to 10% by June. 3 times a week seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot.
I'm a once a week probably person.
On when you go to the store?
Yeah.
That's what people are doing right now.
Yeah.
I feel like more than once a week, you're kind of a bad shopper. Why aren't you just getting everything?
I mean, there are definitely times I'll forget something, but.
But 3 times a week?
Yeah.
I mean, what is expiring that quickly that you need to go back?
I mean, maybe you're supposed to buy fresh fruit. You know, they always say at a grocery store, you're not supposed to go to the middle, stay on the outside. If you're ever eating healthy, if you're supposed to eat healthy, stay on the outside. Don't go in the middle.
What does that mean? Oh, outside of the store.
The way
outside
the store is laid out?
I thought you meant like the outside of the tomatoes or something.
No. The way it's laid out, if you want to do proper shopping, healthy, just do the outside. Don't go to the middle.
But they make it so you can't. It's deliberate.
No, the Publix we go to here, you could make a full lap.
But I'm saying they put milk, eggs, they put all the essentials in the back so that you have to walk through other parts of the store.
I know, but they're saying
it's like a casino.
Yeah, but they're saying, but just walk around. Yeah,
stay on the edge.
They're doing it. I'm just saying, if you want to be healthy.
That's interesting. Does that apply everywhere?
You know, you're going to have to walk a little
everywhere
bit more.
Everywhere is like that?
I'll tell you that. You know, if you're trying to get out of, I'm sorry, it's not at the front inch.
Ride a scooter.
I mean, no one complains. They put they have donuts in the back corner, and I don't ever go, why do they put the donuts in the back? I just walk back there and grab them. I'm excited
not complaining.
About it.
They're
going to get you. I get it, dude. I can't get through all that stuff either. Get through. I'll eat donuts, you know, whatever donuts they have there, right by the milk. I don't even care for, I forget what? Milk.
Where do you go? Where's your place?
Publix.
What about you?
Kroger.
Yeah, I'm Kroger.
Yeah. We just don't have there's a Kroger here too. We do, but we did Kroger. Piggly Wiggly when I was a kid, then Kroger. Mega Market. We used to be, I think they're closed. Mm-hmm. It's a Kroger now.
You ever done a Coinstar?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
Coinstar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know those things in the...
Oh, yeah, I have done it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. I what's the other one? Aldi?
Yeah, Aldi.
I used to always think it was Zaldi with a Z because their logo I thought was a Z. in front of the A.
Oh.
So I would always be like, oh, there's Zaldi. And then it's called Aldi with an A. And I still think that. I also think when you go to the airport, you know, it says international is what the International Nashville Airport.
Yeah.
I always read it as until. So I always think when I drive there, until I get there, there's the until right here, turn right here, until now. Or what? I don't even know why, but it always reads it in my
Oops.
Head. Like, yeah, there's right Aldi. There? I don't know why. Yeah.
You think that you thought that was a Z?
Well, not that one. They changed it. That's the new store logo because it was a huge problem. And then the one at the bottom is we see the kind of goes over.
Okay.
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
You thought that was a Z?
I mean, I'm glancing, dude. I'm not. I don't study it.
All right.
I used to think Disney was Gizney. You ever see that D? You know the Disney. You mind pulling that up so I don't look totally like an idiot?
No, let him look like it. That doesn't make sense at all.
You know what I'm talking about. It looks a little bit like a G. If you didn't know, if you had never heard the word Disney before and you saw that logo, you'd be like, oh, what's Gizney all about?
How I know, but I feel like
look at that, dude. That is not even that's not a D.
I don't know.
That's a G.
I think it's a D. But where are you? You're like, it was the first time I heard Disney. I don't like, how do you remember the first time Disney wasn't in your life, just around, that you just know it's Disney?
It was around, but I'm saying I've always thought that logo.
I feel like you get presented like something that's like, we're going to introduce you. It's an amusement park. It's a kind of a big thing. And like your parents go, I want you to see this first time. We've never talked about it, but you're 8 years old and I want you to know about it. And then they lay out and you go, Disney? And they go, no, it's Disney actually. That's how Disney was introduced to you. It's not just everyday life.
You're the only kid who could already read before they heard about Disney.
Look, it's just, you know, but it's so far the opposite. It's just something that's a part of your life that you just, you don't think about it that much. I mean, I don't know.
You thought that was a backwards G? Like,
I thought that was a backwards
Chick-fil-A.
G. And growing up, whenever we didn't have Disney Channel in my house, but I remember we'd go to my grandparents' house and we had a Disney Channel and all the Disney stars would draw out that logo and the commercials. They'd draw it out and I always thought it looked like a G. I was trying to back up your Zaldi point, dude.
Zaldi's,
I feel like it turned on me real quick.
They're both dumb.
Well, no. Zaldi makes sense. And then Gizney. Look, all of it, Zaldi's a reasonable thing. Mine's not a mainstream. Mine's not just in the zeitgeist, right? Is that the, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Pandemic shopping has ushered in wider aisles, new methods of sanitation.
It's about time.
Less crowded.
I like that.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like the arrows?
Man, I won't go. But even before pandemic, you just see an aisle and you just see, just like it's just in the middle is all clogged up. I mean, people don't care. People do not think about personal space. And they don't. I mean, you see people, they are like cattle just bumping into each other. And, you know, you ever hit someone else's cart and you're like, oh, sorry. Like it's embarrassing, you know.
Do you have a strategy, shopping strategy?
No. Zero strategy.
You don't have a list, coupons?
I've never been under a situation where I needed a strategy to shop. It's never been, I feel like it's never, I've never been the main
Aaron
shopper.
I like to take my time in there. I know a lot of guys are like in a rush.
It's food, man.
But I enjoy walking up around a grocery.
You're going to find some stuff you hadn't thought about. And yeah. You're going to be glad you got it. So I like to take my time.
You a brand name guy or?
For some stuff, I want the brand name.
You look at prices?
Not as much as I probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll notice if something's ridiculous, then I won't get it. But if it's $3 versus $4, I don't know.
I never liked not name brand. Like, really? Yeah. I like everything. Cereal, I want to be.
See, cereal, I like some of the non-name soda. Brand. I like the big bags.
Yeah.
Coco Dino Bites. Yeah. That's my favorite cereal. Yeah. I like the names. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to always get the off-brand sodas, the Cokes growing up. So we had like...
Yeah, I mean, that was RC. Yeah. I mean, RC's the main...
Diet Dr. Thunder. That was big in our house.
There's nothing more disappointing than if someone... To me, if someone... You go to someone's house and they're like, you want some soda? And they have like K. They want it's just K.
Uh-huh.
It's got a circle or something. And you're like, oh, you know what? That's, I mean, it's brutal. RC, we used to drink RC.
Oh, yeah.
My dad drinks Big Red. I don't know if anybody knows. You know what Big Red is?
No.
It's in Kentucky. And he loves it. And so when we used to, if we could ever find it, Big Red, we would get it. You could get it to him as a gift. I mean, it wasn't easy to find. It's a little bit easier now. They had it. I saw it at a restaurant, like on a tap somewhere, like, you know, in the.
It's like cheer wine, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like cheer. It's, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's like orange, whatever. You know, if you get orange drink at the.
Yeah.
Carbonated, you know, what's the orange drink?
Like Fanta?
Yeah, like Fanta. It's like Fanta.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You ever put peanuts in your Coke?
No.
Y'all do that?
No. No.
You ever know anybody that did?
Part of that.
Did you do it? Maybe I do know someone that did it.
If peanuts are around.
You put them in your Coke.
I'll put them in. Yeah. Do you not know that was a.
No. And then you do it if. You drop the peanuts in, like if you're having, is it make it special, or is it like if you're having pizza and you get a Coke and you're like dump some peanuts in, do you know what I mean? Is it like its own thing? Is it like
it's a very common thing in the South that people will put peanuts in their Coke?
I don't think it's very common.
I think it's pretty common, but I think it's an older generation thing.
Yeah,
a guy I used to work with, Mr. Bilbrey, he used to always do it. And he told me about it. And now if peanuts are around and I have a Coke, I put them in.
And you drink it?
Yeah.
Like you eat the peanuts or they dissolve?
You can eat them at the end if you want.
Yeah.
It just gives the Coke a little bit of a different flavor.
Okay.
Gives it a little bit of a salty flavor.
Yeah.
It's more of a ritualistic.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Yeah. I saw some of the people would pour. I remember once going to the movies with someone and they poured M&Ms in their popcorn. And they just opened it and their popcorn, you know, in a bag, and they just dumped all the M&Ms in it and they would just eat that.
Interesting.
And I've never seen that. I'm not a big mixer.
They'd melt, right?
It's
hot popcorn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not that, you know. I mean,
I'm not a big mixer.
Yeah.
I'm not a big mixer either. I like everything kind of how it is. I don't eat, you know.
Do you cut your candy bars with a fork?
No. My strategy when I eat food, I go after what I don't, my least favorite on the plate. I start with that, get it out of the way, and then end with the.
That's a good strategy just in general.
Yeah. I get, all right, my wife's making me eat these. I'll eat this nonsense and then get to the thick of it.
There's another nugget.
Give it to the real reason we're there. There's a nugget.
All right. It's a good nugget.
All right.
Let's see here. Walmart is testing a new system that replaces traditional checkout lines with an open plaza ring by 34 terminals. Shoppers can scan their purchases or wave down an employee, which is what I would do, to do the scanning for them. Kroger intends to double down on customer choice, offering an array of options, including self-checkout stations and an app that allows customers to scan and pay as they go, as well as traditional cashiers. A year ago, 81% of shoppers surveyed by Gallup said they never turned to the internet for groceries. Online shopping was around 3% for all grocery sales, were about $1.2 billion, according to a survey. But in June of this year, online grocery sales in the U.S. had hit $7.2 billion. In a challenge to Amazon Prime, Walmart just announced a new $98 a year subscription service that offers same-day delivery. Curbside pickup has also exploded. Stores are converting parking lots to better handle traffic from shoppers who drive by to pick up orders. Companies including Kroger and Whole Foods are opening what become known as dark stores, designed solely for picking up or delivering orders placed online.
Yeah, my wife does all HelloFresh. So they order, you know, they just send you the meal. But you cook it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, people are, yeah, they're not going to go in. They're not going to go in these stores, which I might describe this in the future.
Do you guys ever, yeah, it does kind of, do you guys, have you ever done pickup, like where you order and they bring it out to your car?
I've had delivery, groceries delivered.
Shipped.
Before, yeah.
She does shipped a lot.
Yeah. Shipped. Oh, that's the name of the
service. So this is, This just happened. Amazon is testing its first fresh grocery store where customers would shop by signing into their Amazon app and placing their items in a dash cart, which uses cameras, sensors, and a scale to automatically detect and log items on a digital display behind the handle. The technology makes it possible for shoppers to leave the store without going through a traditional checkout line. Shoppers who use the dash carts will scan a QR code in their Amazon app to log into the cart before they begin. The system will automatically charge them using the stored card in their Amazon account when they exit through a special dash cart lane. They'll then get a receipt via email after they leave.
So you're actually looking at this stuff?
What do you mean?
I don't understand what this is. So this is a commercial or this?
Well,
is,
it just kind of shows it a little bit. Yeah, you basically just, once you take it off the shelf and put it in your cart, it'll sense it. And
oh.
And then it kind of shows you, up, oh, 38.65.
Your shopping cart just keeps track.
Yeah,
it.
So you're not. Wow. Yeah, so you're not checking out.
Yeah, you just get it and then you walk right out of the store.
Yeah,
technology's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
and if you put it back on the shelf, it somehow senses that, it said, and it'll take it off.
Wow,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there people. They're not gonna come in. I mean, they're not gonna be going. We're not gonna be talking to anybody anymore.
I know.
That's good.
Did I tell you about the robot that was working at Walmart in Arkansas?
No.
I was in Rogers, Arkansas, which is right next to Bentonville, which is where Walmart is headquartered.
Yeah.
So they use all the surrounding Walmarts to test all of their new stuff. So every time you go into their Walmart, they got something new. They had these robots patrolling the aisles in Walmart. It had a name tag, and it, you know, it was big, and it would patrol the aisles, cleaning the floor, taking inventory in the aisles, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
But kind of cool. Kind of
cool. You posted a video of that, didn't you?
Yeah, I took a video of it because I was blown away. And everyone else is just walking around like this is normal. You got robot employees walking up and down the aisles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then can you ask it for help?
I don't know. I stayed away from it. Yeah. But maybe you can talk to him. It looked like it was doing its own thing.
Like it was busy.
It had a purpose.
Leave it alone?
Yeah. I'm not going near that.
Yeah.
Put a name tag on it like it's friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this Amazon store said that they have Alexas where
is
if you
there
weren't
blood on the name tag, like he took it, that robot killed somebody. And then that's, you know, you should just go up to the robot and go, yeah, well, where is Jack? I don't believe your name's Jack. Where is Jack? And then see the robot have to back, you know, be like, I am Jack. And then you're going, I don't believe it. And then you go find Jack.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wild stuff.
You want to get some of these crime?
Yeah. We got to speed it up.
There's a couple. Which one, you got a preference on the crime stories? I think the second one's probably better.
Okay.
All right. So apparently in grocery stores, fake slip and falls is like a big deal. People.
Yeah. I remember seeing them.
Yeah. And, it's like, people do it. They have to, grocery stores have to charge you more because they have to have insurance for it. There's a woman right there. They've kind of stopped because surveillance cameras now.
She's doing it. I mean, just out in the open.
I know there's like people around and
yeah.
So she's kind of pretending like, okay, I'm and then stuff here we go. And oh,
yeah. yeah.
I mean, she wasn't even trying to look.
Yeah.
Look like it was authentic.
Well, let me see if I can pull up this other one.
I mean, they're I mean, you got to be getting caught. I feel like people are catching them so much now.
Yeah.
That they're really going after it and they're there's so many cameras. Like, it's not even worth trying it anymore.
Let me get ahead here. So these two women, they're shopping together. And now she's getting ready.
I mean, you're literally feeling around on the ground.
And she doesn't even try. She just lies down.
Yeah. Well, you might as well.
Yeah. Now her friend's going to get help.
Yeah.
Here they come running to help her.
Oh, the fire department.
Here goes the paramedics.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And they carry her
like,
away.
There's just a woman shopping, like not even a big deal.
Yeah.
This woman is scum.
Yeah, so that's from a local news investigation. So that's like,
right? I got me, dude. I got me fired up. The actual paramedics.
I don't like tipping at that yogurt place. I understand it, dude.
That's a 72-year-old woman.
Yeah, I mean, to do with her friends. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. There's a disconnect, I think, with these, with those people. They think it's the store. They think, oh, it's just, who cares? It's. You know, it's all make believe. They're rich. It's a big, you know, so they just don't. I don't think they feel an ounce of care.
Yeah.
This story said that even when they catch people sometimes, like that first one we watched, sometimes they'll still pay out before they go through all the legal fees.
Just to avoid.
Because it's like, it could be, give us 20 grand and they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's easier than. I mean, I think people could be doing it for that reason. Like they're doing it just to know. You know, I mean, too, not saying that I imagine these people, if you're doing something like that, it's not like you have money. Like, what are you going to win? You know, if they beat you in a court, you're not going to get money from these people. Mm-hmm. Like the grocery store is not. So, yeah, you're just having to fight off, you know. So why not just be like, they want 5 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they get it.
Do y'all think you could fall convincingly at a store?
Mm-mm.
You don't think? I don't think I could either.
You
think you could do it?
You'd have to really commit to it. I mean, you'd have to be willing to go down.
I like to think I could do better than that first woman.
I think that those people have done it before, and they just know there's no difference of truly falling. Or I mean, I guess they don't think about the cameras. So, but
I actually thought that first woman, that wasn't too bad. I think I would do worse than that.
She did good. She shouldn't have felt it around.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The actual fall was not bad, but testing the ground first, I mean, that was all very obvious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she would have done good.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. This is the next story. You want to move on to this?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Amy Gaudette Rabelais, hope I said that right, had just dropped her kids off at school and decided to swing by Trader Joe's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shortly after it opened. After 5 minutes, a fellow shopper asked, "Excuse me, but is that your pet snake?" It wasn't. Unbeknownst to Rabelais, a small snake had coiled itself inside her cart, hitching a ride as she shopped for groceries. "I screamed and threw my purse and generally created a scene," Rabelais said. Later, the guy found me and said he had watched me walk around with the snake for about 5 minutes, and he just assumed it was my pet because I was so calm.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just, I mean, you know, that it would take a lot to get over that. With just knowing you're like, I was walking around for 5 minutes. Like, you just grabbed it. And then, because you would have just set something in and then accident. Oh, man. I mean, just picturing it there. I mean, that lady will never grab a grocery store the same, a grocery cart the same way. Why do you always get the one with the squeaky wheel? Oh, do you? I wish I had the squeaky wheel.
This has happened a few times when I looked this up. There was another case where a similar case. They were in the produce, and somehow a snake had gotten in with, and they like loaded some produce, and the little girl said, "Mommy, there's a snake in our cart."
No, really?
So it's happened a few times.
Wow.
Well, I get with the produce. Yeah, I guess, you know, you're bringing all that food in, all the fruits and vegetables, and they're coming from places with snakes. Snake climbs in.
Yeah. But how do they get to the cart?
That one, I'd imagine, had to come in, I mean, from outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, I bet that's a comfortable spot for a snake, a shopping cart.
Yeah.
You know, they can bend through all the stuff. They feel very secure. They can feel like probably I can relax. I'm not hanging half on a tree limb. You know, like you feel good going in and out of the
that probably does feel
slots.
Good.
Slots.
Animals in stores in general. I was surprised how many. Just last month, there was a bear that went to a grocery store in Lake Tahoe and like just roamed around, got a bag of chips and left.
It probably feels in the grocery store. It's kind of cold. The floor is cold. Animals love cold floors.
Can you imagine having to hunt for food your whole life and then you happen upon a grocery store
and you're like, what?
You're probably like, this is heaven. This is what this is.
Yeah. You know, in New York bodegas, I mean, they have cats and just cats are just, they lay on the food.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, is it, what's grocery shopping like in New York and LA?
It was, you would go to LA, you know, where was it New York? New York was the first time you ever went to Target, and you'd put your cart in a, like an escalator, and you push it in and it takes it to the next floor. And so there might be an LA too. I think LA had it, but New York had it. And so you'd have, you're at a Target or it's a grocery store and they have another floor cause they have to. Mm-hmm. And then you push your thing and then you ride an escalator and the cart is just next to you. That was the first time I ever saw that. That was like the craziest thing ever. I was like, what on earth? I've never seen that. Never even thought you could ever, why would it ever do that?
Yeah.
And it was just normal for everybody out there. You'd go to bodegas and you just buy, you know, it's like going to 7-Eleven, but it's just a local run bodega. And I mean, I think people in New York, they eat out a lot. And, you know, it's a lot of, you can grab fruit. You mean people are buying pretty fresh stuff, but you would just go in. I mean, I don't ever remember.
Do they have grocery stores? Like big chains?
Yeah. I forget what they're called. Stop and Shop. Mm. And it's like a Kroger, you know. And so you could go in there. But you just go to bodegas and buy stuff. They had cats. I mean, I just remember cats being in there. To go into bodegas and just a cat, like every one of them.
And they'd jump cats up on the things around.
Lay on your bag of dinos that you want. I mean, just dino. It smelled like cat pee in there. I mean, it wasn't, and it just is what it is, man.
Wow.
No one, that's just, there's just cats. Cat in your grocery store.
Let me ask y'all this. If you had never seen a shopping cart before and you were told, hey, we're a store, we need something people can use to put all the, and you had to design a shopping cart from scratch, you think you'd come up with that?
With what they came with? I mean, it's just a basket on wheels. I think I would come up. I'm not saying I'd come up with that. But I would come up with.
You don't think there are any improvements to be made on what we now all think of?
I don't think I would have thought of the little flip thing up front
for the kids.
Is that what that's for?
I think plastic would be. I think not as.
I just learned.
So
that.
If it doesn't hit, you know, so you can't walk up on someone and like you hit their back of their feet, you know.
How about all four wheels being swivel wheels instead of just the front two?
I think that can get out of control.
You think so?
I think so. And then, I mean, the shopping cart could do some.
I mean, we just accept that that's what a shopping cart is. I think we're missing out on some. We can do more.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, they're making them smaller now, where it's two levels. Some of them are two levels.
That's right.
They have the ones of the kids that you. It's like a race car, and they sit in it, which is fun when you have a kid to go. Be like, I don't even drive, and they get to drive it.
Yeah.
I always stood on the front. My mom would get on it. I loved standing on the front of it, and you ride it.
Yeah.
You ever rode one of the little horses out front?
I mean, as a kid. Yeah, you never did. You never rode.
No,
you know?
I did. I was all about it.
Those
still exist?
Like going to, your parents told you, like, oh, we're going to Disneyland, and that was you going to... And they take you to Piggly Wiggly, and they go, this is Disneyland. You're like, whoa, I get to ride all the rides? Yeah. And you ride the thing outside, and where'd you guys go today? Amusement park. Took all the sights in.
At Zaldi's.
Went up. Zaldi's didn't have horses. Zaldi's is a place that is, it's for your dinos.
Yeah,
you're lucky to find some dinos in there. They even have the ones below the dinos. Yeah. Dinos is too mainstream in Zaldi's.
That's right.
Zaldi's is about just a guy that's like, I have some cereal I just made. I'd like to sell it. And Zaldi's like, we'd love to have it.
Yeah.
I thought I had found this unbelievable story, to use your word. This guy got trapped. He was in the bathroom. And when he came out, they'd locked up the store. Mm. And he got panicked and nervous, and he ate $8,000 worth of food and drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the greatest story. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm putting it in, typing it. And I was like, God, it almost seems too good to be true. And I did start doing some research on it. It was a made up story.
Oh, really?
It was like, somebody said, I was just like, why isn't, I haven't heard about this. It was in West Tennessee, but none of the local news had done a story on it. And apparently it was made up.
That would have been great. That is, I mean, if you got locked in, we didn't really get out on this, but if you got locked into a grocery store, I mean, I would, you know what my favorite food is? My favorite grocery store thing about it, Tostino's pizza. I love Tostino's. I love making it.
That's where you'd start?
I mean, I'm just saying, I just made me think of it. No, the pepperoni.
Tostino's. Okay.
Tostino's. It's almost my favorite pizza. I love it. Wow. Dude. I love it. I love it so much.
There's no oven at a grocery store, though.
Yeah. Microwave. That's not that. I'm just saying, that just made me think of that.
So there's a Totino's and a Tostino's?
Yeah, it's different.
I guess. What is it?
Totino's that's pizza why I'm getting rolls at here. Are the,
yeah.
the little
yeah.
pockets.
Yeah, I don't know. I would go donuts probably. Go get some donuts.
That's where you'd start?
Yeah.
What about you, Aaron, donuts. If you're locked in a car store at night?
Oh, I would go off.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd go to the bakery, I guess.
You've thought about this.
Yeah.
I'd start right away.
Yeah.
I'd start at the front of the store. I wouldn't go around the edges, dude. I would cut right through the middle.
When they go, we're sorry we locked you in, you'd go, thank you.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm sorry that I got locked in because
they would think you did it on purpose.
Yeah. Do you think they would notice that a man was locked in there?
Dude, they would think a pack of men
locked in there. So how'd you get your friends in during the night? Well, why didn't you just get out when your friends came?
Because I was having fun, dude.
Because it was a good time.
Yeah.
High five them on the way out.
Yeah, bye, folks.
As the sliding doors open, and Brian walks in and goes, hello, fuck. Whoa, how did that door magically open? That man. All right, grocery stores. All right, we did it. That was it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. All right. Thank you, guys. Let us know what you think. This is Brian reading it. Brian ran the show that time.
That's right.
How did it feel?
Felt good.
Yeah.
Felt good.
As people drove off the road as it was. Since the pandemic, the need to avoid infection has taught people how to get by on fever trends. At least I'm bringing some excitement.
But see, if you could read like that, you could have kept reading.
I'm trying to bring some fun to it. Oh, get some words you don't know.
People have spoken.
Yeah, they have. Amazon is testing its first fresh grocery store where customers would shop by signing into their Amazon app.
I am a stenographer.
Yeah. Grocery stores will become more of a pickup and delivery hub. You're like in Seinfeld, the rabbi. See the folks at the, you know, in the lane. Lane always talks to that rabbi. 30-minute delivery times will become commonplace with groceries, even possible delivered by drone. Guys, would you take a grocery store by drone? And then maybe we would. No, I think you did. You killed it, man.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
You know, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's the first step to me being off the podcast. This is how it goes. All right, guys, we love you. Thanks again. Record, you're all rating all your stuff. Leave your comments. We sent how to do those again, which was Twitter, YouTube,
Instagram,
and then NateLand@NateBargatze.com. If you're old school and if you want to mail a letter, next week we'll give you a box. What is it?
P.O. box.
P.O. box. Mail a letter. But thank you guys. Honestly, we truly love you. And we can't thank you enough for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Nate Land Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast. And please remember to leave us a rating or a comment. Nate Land is produced by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Consulting in partnership with Center Street Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.